Welcome to Flyover Conservative Podcast with David and Stacey Whited, where we break down current events and examine culture through the lens of conservative Christian values.
We began the Flyover Conservative Podcast about 2 years ago, focused really on one main thing. You would see a narrative happen with the mainstream media, a death ticker happening, and then we were meeting people regularly who weren't afraid of that. They were saving lives.
Yep.
Some doctors had thousands and thousands of patients. They'd lost none. Mm-hmm. Some in their 90s without even worrying about it. People that had real answers and were like, just, you know, we're just a couple of rednecks here in Missouri, but how come these people are not talking to these people? And that baffled us to the point where eventually we started a show. Of those shows, over 1,500 pieces of content have gone out. And the most impactful thing that we have ever done, the most emails, text messages, directly connected to lives saved, come from one specific guest who consistently has answers that will change your life in a way that is so impactful it actually keep you alive, which is kind of the goal here. And beyond that, it's one of my most favorite people in the whole world to talk to. He's a host of the Dr. Artis show, and his name is Dr. Brian Artis.
Yay! Boom.
What's up, David and Stacey, Flyover Conservative Nation? It's great to be back with you.
Oh,
welcome.
Our people love you. Our family loves you. You know, when we originally did the first episode we did with you, you introduced us to a word that I felt smarter just knowing how to say it. It was called remdesivir. And it was shocking. Thank you. I've learned a lot of counties in America that I did not know before we started this podcast with election fraud and all that stuff. I've learned a lot of prescription medications that I did not know before this all happened. But that show and then the protocols that came from it, of how people deal with the hospital, realizing that your doctor's not only not your God, even not even a God.
Yes.
And how to handle them and how to protect yourself from the protocols that were killing more people than anything else that we were facing. We regularly get text messages, emails from that. My father-in-law, my cousin, my wife, we told them they didn't want this. And then they go in the hospital and they were on a remdesivir drip. And they're like, no, they would begin this process of getting them off that. The people would come back and be like, you know, be recovering. It's like, honestly, if we had done nothing with this show other than have that one episode, it would be worth this 2 years of work. It has literally saved thousands of lives. And then you talk about this every day. I don't know what it would be like literally to have that gratification of you know what? Hey, I took some hits. I was willing to speak up and tell the truth, but man, has it made a difference.
It has been an incredible 3.5 years to watch people actually finding out that people are getting the message, which I know was being attempted to be censored worldwide. There are so many platforms who are inviting me on to actually discuss the research studies behind the mortality rates of remdesivir, what was actually true versus what Dr. Anthony Fauci was speaking on. And then the horrible aspect that we made the whole world aware of was that at the same time that they approved this or did an emergency use authorization for the drug remdesivir, which was a failed drug in 4 human trials in 4 years prior to the pandemic, it had the highest death toll in the Ebola trial, killed 53% of all people they gave it to, the only drug to kill over 50% of all people. Dr. Anthony Fauci had actually funded that entire study. He would have been notified by the Independent Safety Board a year prior to the May in which he told the whole world it's the only drug that can be used for hospitalized Americans. He would have been told a year prior that that drug was the most deadly toxic drug in that Ebola trial, and 3 other drugs performed better than it did. And that remdesivir drug was suspended from the trial, but that is not what he told you. That is not what he published all the hospitals and all the medical staffs all around the country and around the world. He said it was proven safe and effective against the Ebola trial. No, it wasn't. It was flat out determined to be the most toxic and deadly drug. It has been a great opportunity for myself to have people from around the world nonstop contact me, come up to me, say, I'm only alive because of you. I've had Hall of Fame NFL players walk up to me when they would see me in airports or at conventions. they walked up to me and said, my 87-year-old father would not be alive if it wasn't for you. I took your information, articulated it back to the doctors, and got him released using the advice about using an against medical advice, leaving against a medical advice. And then how many people walk up to me and say, pull out of their purses, pull out of their bags that they carry with them everywhere they go, a medical directive to physicians form, which is what I supply to the whole world, which tells you, and you sign it, you have it notarized, and you give it to all hospitals if you ever have to go, of what you do consent to and do not consent to and sign off on. It's a legal document. And that was something I created to try to protect as many people as possible from being killed by this damn drug. Mm-hmm. And it has been very rewarding to have people around the world tell you that you saved their lives. But I'll tell you, it's kind of a two-edged sword. I would have never spoken out if my own personal loved one that I admired and adored, my father-in-law, wasn't murdered in front of me and my wife and her family in February of 2020. So it's great to have people tell me that I was an instrument in helping to preserve their lives or their loved one's life. And at the same time, though, it really sucks that I couldn't do it for my own family member. But it was a God thing, I believe, that he allowed me to witness that in a hospital setting and watch the medical industry completely manipulate and lie to my family and then use force through security escorts to kick me out of the hospital physically.
Yep.
So they could continue their manipulation lies of my family. And they also came to those, unfortunately. And he died 3 days later after I was kicked out of the hospital. So it is very rewarding to have people tell me that the information we've been able to share has improved their lives or saved their lives. And yeah, it's a God thing. I very much appreciate it. It's very helpful to me because at times it's very lonely. Mm-hmm. To feel like you're on an island and you're the one that knows stuff, have it discovered stuff, and you want to make sure as many people as possible can see it, read it, understand it, and then take action from that information. So it's been a big blessing, I think, to many. Thank God.
Definitely, no doubt about it. I know that as people are listening here, they may be thinking, Dr. Artis, I didn't know about this form. How do I get the form and get it notarized? Where do they find that form?
Yeah, so there's three forms. I actually had an attorney, Kelly Sorrell, in Fort Worth create for me and for our audiences. It was amazing. People from all over the world have downloaded this stuff. So there's three forms underneath the resources tab at the Dr. Artis Show.
Okay.
Three forms that you download. One's called the Advanced Medical Directive for Physicians, Doctors, and Hospitals, and then a Medical Power of Attorney form. Both of those, when you download those, they're free. Just download the PDF and print it. When you print them out, you're going to check off and initial what you do consent to, do not consent to, and then you're going to take it to your bank or a notary and have them notarize that document. And that document then becomes a legal document. You want to keep it in your cars or a copy in your home, because if you ever need an ambulance, you're going to want to get it.
Yes.
And so anyway, it's been very, very gratifying to know that so many people have gotten it. And then I just saw on the page too, there's the Graith Care link. You see that right there? It's under the resources tab also. This has been an incredible thing to watch that, out of the birth of just trying to warn people from my dining room table in the media in May of 2020, that there were groups of nurses who reached out to me saying, we want to create advocacy teams. Can we help you keep people safe in hospitals? And that those two groups merged into one. It's called GraithCare.com. Priscilla Romans is the CEO of that company. They have 30 advocates now that are serving people in Canada, all 50 states of America, Australia, New Zealand, and Europe. And they are actually protecting those individuals in hospitals nonstop, even to this day. And yes, they're still using Remdesivir around the world and in America. Oh, yeah. Do you know that they stopped calling it Remdesivir in hospitals everywhere in America?
Really?
They have been told, do not call the drug Remdesivir. You call it Veklury. Do not bring up the word Remdesivir, because so many people, when they would say, what drug are you going to give me for COVID? They'd say Remdesivir, and they'd go, no, we're not taking that drug. I mean, it's been amazing how far this has gone to prevent so much harm and injury. But that was being voiced by people in every country and in every state. And then the hospital administrator started training all their staff, everybody. Do not call it Remdesivir anymore. Call it Veklury. And Veklury is the brand name of Remdesivir. And I came up with a slogan early on in May of 2020. I was like, let's see if I can get people to remember how to say it. Because when they would try to repeat it back to me, the hosts, they couldn't say Remdesivir. So I told them, just remember, it rhymes with run, death is near. And so that's what people were listening for. It's a word that sounds like run, death is near.
Yep.
Well, Veklury doesn't sound like that. So now they've said, make sure you only use the brand name. If you put up that word Veklury, just so you know, like he showed a second ago on the screen, if you transpose the word, the letters L and K, you get a word Valkyrie. Do you know what Valkyrie is?
Yeah.
It's Tom an old Cruise Nordic movie. Term. Yep. So Valkyrie actually means, it's an old Nordic term. It means chooser of the slain is its definition.
Whoa.
Wow.
Pretty disgusting. Run Death as Near is the generic name I gave it. The Veclary name is chooser of the slain by definition. So you can pretty much surmise from just its definition, meaning what it's designed for. And this is a play on words they love to do in pharmakia. They like to transpose two letters so that you can't tell it's what they're actually showing you it is. For example, Colton, put up there on the screen, I want you to look up biological ease COVID-19 vaccine called Corbevax, C-O-R-B-E-V-A-X. Corbevax, C-O-R-B-E-V-A-X. And they transposed two letters in the first five letters so that you can't read that it's actually Cobra Vax.
Oh.
So if you transpose the R and the B, just so you know, Biological E, the company in India who made this COVID-19 vaccine, called it Corbevax. Do you know that they have a product catalog on their website? Guess what they manufacture? King Cobra Venom, Crate Venom, and Anti-Venom for both. And they've made a anti-COVID vaccine? Yeah, right. Go figure. So this is something that the pharmaceutical industry loves doing, trying to hide what they're really creating for you, even though they're putting it right in your face and just transposing letters so it doesn't read like the actual word it represents, which in this case, the spike proteins of COVID were identified to be cobra toxin and a venom protein in the crate snake called bungarotoxin. Now you realize why a company that manufactures venoms and anti-venoms would be creating a vaccine for a venom-based spike protein. You know what else is insane? Do you know that the FDA, it's called DCGI in India, their FDA, do you know that that government agency approved the Corbevax vaccine, the Cobravax vaccine for all India citizens, December 19th, 2019?
What?
That's before COVID was even announced. And the DCGI, which is India's FDA, approved Corbevax for vaccinations of people in India before COVID-19 was even announced as a pandemic.
Are they prophetic?
Yeah.
Is it like they have a crystal ball?
It's amazing how so many people in federal agencies and government agencies around the world are prophet seers and revelators.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. Exactly. Joe Biden. I mean, he knew in November of 2022, he said 100 million Americans will get COVID and be diagnosed with it in the next 6 months. How do you know that?
Yeah.
It's incredible what these people know.
Mm-hmm.
They only know it because they're orchestrating it.
Yep.
Dr. Arce, let me ask you a question. You know, there's the term we're all familiar with, above all else, do no harm. It's interesting in this era we're in. We just did an interview with the people in the movie The Sound of Freedom that's getting ready to come out. Tim Ballard, Operation Underground Railroad, rescuing children from sex trafficking and these things. We this discussion with him because that's happening right now. Everybody looks back and says, you know, Oscar Schindler, if I was alive, you know, in the 1930s, I would have partnered with him. I would have stood up to this big machine. I would have stood. Or if I was around the 1860s, I would have been abolitionist. Like I would. The thing that Tim Ballard's fighting against, the sex trafficking, there's millions of going on around the world right now, and we all, as a society, kind of turn a blind eye to that. We're more focused on,
TikTok
and January 6th stuff, or you know, all these, you know, these peripheral things. Like the world is under attack from a trusted system called the medical community, or pharmaceutical, whoever's funding it, you know, and there's a they behind the they behind the they, but there's still participants that sort of hide behind this phrase of like, I don't know, I was just doing my job. Mm-hmm. You know, we did a clip with attorney Thomas Rentz. There was an audio recording of a lady referring to the floor they were working on, called it the death floor, you know, where people are basically going to die.
PhD pharmacist who was recording that audio tape.
Yeah.
Wow.
In a hospital.
Yep.
So we're alive in a moment that is like that. I mean, this isn't some fringe thing nobody ever heard of, like maybe a dog pound or something. These are the hospitals that are on every corner and every street, and they're reputable and people speak with them in reverence. How in this modern society with so much information available, with everybody's got a phone and a camera, and if somebody jaywalks, they post it online and this guy should be canceled. can these people get away with that? The people up top, I'm asking this question, the people at top and all of the minions that still see this as going on and just kind of blindly go to work and come home because they still got a car payment to make. How does that happen when they all go into this under the guise of above all else, do no harm? What is the all else that is above?
Yeah, I think there's one thing that's been the most threatening to all medical professionals, be it nurses, hospital administrators, medical doctors treating patients who are going along with this narrative. There is one singular threat that makes them do it. And for me, I'm extremely common sense and logical. Like, it has to make sense to me. So there's only one thing, and I've spoken about this openly in many, 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 many platforms and stages when people ask this question. Peter McCullough, for example, has said over and over and over, there's about 1 million licensed medical doctors in America, but only about 500, he believes, are speaking out or taking a stance against the narrative. And he always talks about how disappointed he is, and I always correct him and go, I can't even think of 100. I don't know where you're getting this 500 from. I've only met like 30. They're all like the same 30 or 40 guys or girls. So,
and most of them all have white hair.
And most of them all have white hair. You're right. So this is what I continue to explain to people. I read a book about 15 years ago called The Total Money Makeover by Dave Ramsey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when I read that book and then watched all these medical professionals not standing up to their employers and saying no in their hospital systems, it became very apparent very quickly what it was they were most threatened by. You know, do you know that in that book, The Total Money Makeover, you learn that there's 95% of all Americans live paycheck to paycheck and have credit card debt on average of $15,000 in debt. That includes every medical doctor. That includes every lawyer. And do you know that when I was in my practice in Tennessee, there was a patient of mine who had 8 different title loan stores. And he used to come into my practice as a patient, and he would bring in these checks of $80,000 a week, $120,000 a week that he was depositing. And he'd go like this, you let me know when you need a loan, Dr. Artis. I got you, just bring in your title and I'll give you a loan, a high interest loan. And I'd go like this, why do you keep asking me that? I pay everything with cash. I don't do debt. And he goes, well, do you know that 90% of my clientele are medical doctors and lawyers?
Whoa.
Just living above their means.
And I said, what? No way. And he goes, yes. Do you know why I like lawyers and medical doctors? They have never been trained how to manage money, and they all have to immediately live a lifestyle that represents that profession, right? So they buy too big of houses, they buy too many nice cars, they buy vacation homes, they have college tuitions with their kids that are way above their pay grade. And so they all live paycheck to paycheck, but then are overextended. And the reason why title loan places love medical doctors and lawyers, he told me, this is 12, 15 years ago, he said, do you know that it is required by them that every year they have to tell their licensing boards for every state that they're licensed in, they have a form they have to fill out every year. And on the form, it says, in order to maintain your license for another year or two, you have to tell us, what are your debts? Are you paying on time on your debts? Or are you overexpended? Or have you are there any debts you're not paying up on time for? Or have you filed bankruptcy? They actually hold your license over your head that if you're in debt, you can't have your license. This was, in my opinion, the ultimate threat. You had all these huge corporations now running hospitals, and every medical doctor in those places you think are independent. No, they're not. They're employees. So are all the nurses. Yeah. So are all the advocates in the hospital, all the staff. So these people knew. They were being told, you're going to follow these protocols or you're going to lose your license and your job. I'm not kidding you two. I've had surgeons from around this country who are multi-decade tenured medical professionals and on the boards of hospitals calling me after seeing my videos and presentations on the remdesivir protocols. They would call me crying, saying that they looked at their own data. They actually retrieved data for their hospital, wanted to see, is the 31% of deaths from remdesivir 10-day protocols, which I was sharing with the world, is the published data. They wanted to know, is that true for all age groups being recipients of remdesivir COVID-19 protocols in their hospital? And when they would collect the data, it was exactly 28 to 32% of all age groups, even teenagers, were dying on this protocol. Man. Then they took that data produced from their own hospital, went to their administrators and to their boards and said to their bosses, these COVID-19 protocols are killing 30% of everybody coming in this hospital. We have to stop doing these protocols. And you know what every single one of those surgeons were told? By their administrators in these conversations after presenting the data, they actually looked at every single doctor and nurse and said this to them. You have till X date to get your COVID-19 vaccine or you're fired.
Wow.
They would call me after getting my number from my producer, call me to want to share with me how I was a hero for them, but now they were crying, telling me they have to tell their wives or their spouses or their families now they can't afford tuition for their children. They have to let go of their vacation home or start selling cars in preparation for getting fired. But it was so few of these people. The majority of people were so threatened by this, my lifestyle is going to be threatened now. I don't have a job. I can't feed my family. That became more important to them than actually standing up and doing the right thing.
Conscience is expensive. Yep. Conscience is expensive.
So true. You know, Dr. Artis, when we were in Miami a few weeks ago, you were talking about nicotine. And I've heard you talk about it another time as well. And in that video, we've had a lot of people asking questions. We have more questions. We really wanted to dive into that today. And, you know, it's kind of a surprising thing because I can remember when you talked about the venom and how people that were actually smokers were not having the same effects that people that were not smokers, which was a surprise with COVID. You know, we're like, okay, how is this happening? And you have talked about it some, but we want to hear more about nicotine and how it's helping people.
We have so much fun with you in these interviews.
We do.
We'll put the link to that interview down below because you just come off stage and you're like,
it was awesome.
You're pretty high energy anyway, but then it's kind of another level. But we'll put that down below. But I've been talking to people about that, but it's hard to articulate because people are like,
nicotine.
So programmed, Surgeon General warning, nicotine will kill you. What's the difference between nicotine and smoking, and why is nicotine beneficial as a antidote?
Yeah, so there's a couple things. I think it would help the audiences right away. I mean, all of us have been conditioned to believe that nicotine is a toxic, addictive substance and that it causes diseases. So you might as well just go ahead and look this up and show the audiences. Did you guys know that nicotine is not addictive?
No.
Nope.
Did you know that Harvard in 2015, just Google it, Harvard 2015, nicotine not addictive. Just type that in any search engine. They did an animal model study in 2015 and wanted to find out just how addictive is nicotine. So they put nicotine in the water of animals and let them drink it. No animal ever became addicted to nicotine water. They didn't even care for it. They preferred water without nicotine. They were never addicted to it. They were able to determine, Harvard was, that nicotine is not an addictive substance. So Harvard in 2015 actually submitted FOIA requests to the tobacco giants. And they wanted to know, how did you make nicotine addictive?
Great question.
Yeah. Chewing tobacco is addictive. Smoking's addictive.
In their R&D papers for all the tobacco giants, this is what they published in the 70s and 80s. They figured out that they could make nicotine addictive by adding something called pyrazines, a chemical, to the tobacco plant and the nicotine itself, because they found out nicotine and tobacco wasn't addictive. So they had to figure out a way to make it addictive. So they added a chemical called pyrazines. And pyrazines is a chemical often used to actually create aromas or smells in a substance. But pyrazines are extremely addictive. And this article that he's showing up on the screen right now.
I see that right there. Yep.
Talks about pyrazines making nicotine addictive. Okay, so audiences worldwide, you've all been lied to about many things. You've been lied to for many decades now that nicotine is addictive and that nicotine causes diseases. It does not at all. They've been lying to you. I didn't even know this until this last year. I've had to do my own investigative research into this topic because there was no way that this could be true, right? Unless we've all been lied to. This isn't the only lie you've been told. We should do a whole show on this in the future. Okay. I did shows on this on my platform 3 years ago because when people wanted to know, well, what other lies are the medical profession telling us outside of remdesivir is safe and effective? Well, did y'all know that salt has been told to all of you for your entire life that it increases your risk of high blood pressure, strokes, and heart attacks?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Do you know that's a lie?
I actually do because you've told me already, but yeah, out of that, that's not a lead in you're getting on the news channels.
No,
that's a flat out lie. You know, they also told you that consuming fat is a bad idea. So they had these low fat diet fads, right? For years. That's absolutely false. And then they lied to you and told you that there's certain cholesterol in your body that's bad for you. That's a flat out lie too. There's ways they lie and there's reasons about the lies and why they perpetrate these lies. Nicotine is no different. All right. So to kind of settle this, I'm sure a lot of people probably get uncomfortable about this idea about nicotine. Just remember, Harvard confirmed, number one, it is not addictive in 2015. If you don't want to trust me, trust Harvard. Why would Harvard even want you to know it's not addictive? Right. Isn't that weird? All right. So they publish this paper that it's not addictive. They do FOIA requests and find out how they made it addictive. And if you want to know what makes tobacco products dangerous and toxic, the FDA on their website right now, FDA.gov, has an entire article of the 600 chemicals the FDA has approved to allow tobacco giants to add to their products to make them either more flavorful, more toxic, more deadly. In fact, one of the things they started adding in the 70s was arsenic in the paper of the cigarette. Guess what arsenic inhaled into your lungs creates? Cancer. This is how they created lung cancer with smoking. It was never tobacco. It was never nicotine. It was always arsenic. And then they started adding sugar to the tobacco in the cigarettes. And guess what sugar does to your immune system? Now that arsenic, a cancer-causing agent, is present,
breaks it
you
down.
You introduce sugar, you inhale sugar, it actually suppresses your immune system's ability to fight cancer cells.
Jeez, that is terrible.
You couldn't design it better weapon. It's a bioweapon.
All right, so David and Stacey, I need you to keep me on track here. How much time do we have left?
So you've got about 3 minutes.
Okay, all right. So did you guys know that nicotine is found in potatoes?
Nope.
No.
Did you know nicotine is in celery?
No.
Did you know nicotine's in cauliflower?
No.
Did you know nicotine's in every tomato?
No.
No.
Did you know green tomatoes have 10 times more nicotine than red tomatoes?
I had no idea. I love salsa verde.
Yeah. Did you know that eggplants and every nightshade vegetable has nicotine in it?
No.
Wow, look at that list.
Now, I'd like to ask you two, who created vegetables?
God.
Okay. Why would you think God put nicotine in your vegetables or in your plant?
Oh, no. He didn't consult the FDA.
And then I'd like to ask you, Stacy and David, have you ever been to a party or a house party or held your own event and had a vegetable tray there that had celery, cauliflower, and maybe nightshade squashes and stuff on there? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
All right. So have you ever eaten celery or cauliflower before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Lots.
Okay.
Lots.
Have you ever heard, if you ever worked outside of having a podcast, which you're now famous for, before, if you ever had a real job and you had other employees, did you ever hear a coworker ever ask your boss or you for a celery or cauliflower break?
No. Nowhere I've ever been.
Do you want to know why they're not craving those things? Nicotine's not addictive. You've all been lied to. And all of you that think you have a problem now that God put nicotine in your plants, just so y'all know, nicotine is an incredible nutrient. I've just had to learn this stuff. I didn't know that, but God put it in your tobacco plants. He put it in your vegetables. And any of you out there that think Dr. Artis is crazy for talking about nicotine, you guys have a beef with somebody else. That guy's upstairs. And when y'all get to judgment, you can ask him, why did you put nicotine in all of our veggies? And why did you put it in our plants if we weren't supposed to eat it?
Right.
Did you make it poisonous for us? Nope. He put it in there for just such a time as now. Just so you all know, the actual NIH published last week in May of 2023, they created a paper, go look it up. It's called SARS-CoV-2's ectodomain spike protein, not a joke, targets alpha-7 nicotinic acetylcholine receptors. They have finally had to admit, and in the first paragraph, you two, it states that the spike protein is identical to HIV-1 spike protein and snake venom neurotoxins. Oh, really? Oh, thanks for finally now admitting that to the whole world after we've been telling you for a year and a half. They've had to get a hold of this narrative before the whole world figures it out. And in that paper, guess what they're studying? This is funded by the NIH, by the way. They funded a study about nicotine and the spike proteins. Whoa, why are they doing that? There's a massive lie in their paper, but there's a reason why they're having to get a hold of this narrative. They know that nicotine is the antidote to all venoms and viruses worldwide.
Wow.
Every virus, including influenza, hepatitis, measles, HIV, you name it, they all target nicotine receptors. And all of you should be stocking up to prevent the continuing pandemics they're going to create. They need to make you sick to sell you an idea to sign up for their vaccine agendas in the future. Nicotine was always the preventative agent. Smokers were still, and are now, the least demographic that ever got COVID, got sick from COVID, ended up in a hospital with COVID, or died from COVID. It is less than 2% worldwide. And as early as April of 2020, scientists around the world were publishing, smokers must have a protective benefit from the nicotine circulating in their body that is not making them die. When every single medical professional said, this is a respiratory pathogen, they're saying in the media, the people that will be flooding into the hospitals will be smokers. And it should represent, they said, 95% of all hospitalized COVID patients. And it was directly the opposite. The reason being, nicotine is the nutrient found in plants that God put on this earth. And every cell in your body has nicotine receptors, and they prefer and are perfectly designed to grab nicotine in the presence of anything else and release venoms, viruses, you name it. And it will restore your symptoms you're dealing with long hauler COVID wise, vaccine injury wise. This has to be a part of your protocols. 2 milligram gums are enough, or 2 to 3 milligram patches. You just buy four, I buy 14 milligram size patches and cut them into six equal pieces. They last 6 days. I wear one each day, and that's 2 to 3 milligrams of nicotine. I will wear it the rest of my life because they're going to try to kill you, poison you, or create gain of function viruses, if you want to believe that, that they're going to release to the world. And all viruses target the same thing, nicotine receptors. Nicotine is the perfect antidote to everything COVID, every variant, and every virus in the future.
Man.
So if people are okay, prepping, so people don't look forward to the future, this is the thing to get on hand.
2 milligrams of gum, yep, or 2 milligram patch.
Or a 2 to 3 milligram size patch. Yep. You just buy them. The patches come in 7, 14, and 21 milligram sizes. Just cut them down to smaller pieces.
Okay.
And then
perfect.
Then
boom, you wear one
of.
each day. Take it off.
Wear one each day.
Replace it every day. Replace it. Okay.
And you guys can go to thedrartistshow.com. I don't know if there's other ones or not, but this thedrartistshow.com. And you got a ton of resources, classes, information. You know, everything we've referenced here earlier is all available right there on that website.
And you have the Artist Club experience. Tell our viewers about that.
The Artist Club experience. You can go down on the screen there, Colton. Go down to the benefits. This is actually right there on the site, thedrartistshow.com. You can go there. Just so you know, we have a code for your group. It'll be Flyover, F-L-Y-O-V-E-R. Anybody that wants to participate in this. I have hundreds of thousands of people reaching out all the time trying to get my help personally to help coach them, educate them, in the things they're concerned about health-wise. So I decided to launch this unique little either monthly subscription, annual subscription. The benefits are similar to like a Costco membership. We're giving you discounts on everything on top of anything we ever promote, anything we ever create. It's for the life of your membership, free returns on anything ever. And then every 2 weeks, you get to have a Q&A session with me. And I actually survey the audiences on what's important to you. What topics would you like me to create a presentation for? You actually have your own library of every content you've read, downloaded, or watched in your own login account with the Artist Club experience. I call you ACEs for short. All the ACEs that want to be a part of that, you get to spend time with me, and I get to actually answer Q&As. We did our first one last Tuesday. The topic they all chose, which are hundreds of people already, which is very exciting. They wanted to know, how do we detox from the vaccine, and how do we actually protect ourselves from shedding? I did the entire presentation. They get a copy of the PowerPoint presentation with all the hyperlinks to everything they need, all the research studies, and everything's there for them. And then they also have, of course, they had the opportunity to do Q&As with me and submit questions and let me answer those for them. So this is my effort to try to help as many people worldwide as I can.
And it gets a 15% discount on everything that you purchase, no matter how much you get, 15% off of everything. A whole bunch of different benefits like that, like I said, plus the classes, plus the information.
Look at the last one on the right there.
Opportunities to host Dr. Artis for a live event in your hometown.
I love it.
Yeah. How about that? Let's do that, man. I love educating. I love traveling, and I like spending time with people and relating to my human family.
Well, you know, our goal is to get you out here in Studio B, our alternate studio. We've just finished building for a live deep dive on all these things. We can go down the nicotine trail and the crate snake trail and probably talk about raccoon saliva or whatever else. I don't know. Just something's going to be blowing my mind. I know, because it happens every time that we talk. But here's why I'm thankful to you. And just as we close, you do so much work in private, researching, studying. You know, these things, people read the headlines, you read the fine print, the footnotes, the back, you research the doctors that did the research and why were they involved. Like, you do all of this work in private so you can come out here in public and actually save lives, which is, I think, probably the number one thing you're going to be known for when your story is told. You'll be here lies Dr. Artis. This dude saved lives. Yeah. You know, it's right there. What's going to say?
We're trying.
Well, we really appreciate you.
And I'll tell your audience and yourself, save the date. I'm launching my own conference, September 8th and 9th of this year in Dallas, Texas. It'll be called Healing for the Ages. Ooh. And we will actually be, just save the date, September 8th and 9th. By July 8th, we will have the registration, landing pages, and all that ready. AGES is an acronym for Artis, Group, Ely, and Schmidt. Y'all know Jana Schmidt.
Oh, yeah.
The best.
You might have met Dr. Ed Group at the last Reawaken Tour.
Yeah.
These are four natural doctors who only have respect for nature and your immune system, zero drugs, and we're going to teach you the foundational principles of how God designed the human body to actually heal itself, detox itself, and keep itself healthy. And this will be a very exciting foundational conference so that you're not scared about anything anybody lies to you about in the future health-wise.
Because we
were never scared for a second. You'll learn why.
I love
Dr. Jana Schmidt. When you spend 5 minutes with her, you want to be a better person and you want to go find some bee pollen.
That's true.
And start taking it. She is the best. Dr. Otters, thank you for your time. Let's have you back again before that conference and make sure people know about that. Look forward to having you up here in the promised land of Lee Summit, Missouri sometime soon.
Well, when we come to your place, there's four irreversible, supposedly human diseases that during the pandemic, they're creating in animals with the same venoms they used to create COVID. And there's only one antidote they use to reverse them in less than 72 hours. And I'm talking about Parkinson's, type 1 diabetes, glioblastomas, brain tumors, and also myocarditis. The only thing they're using to reverse them all is nicotine at certain doses.
Wow.
Let's do it.
72 hours or less.
Amazing.
Dr. Artis, thank you, man.
Thank you so much for your time.
God bless you all.
Hello, Flyover family. Join me every Wednesday for the Prophetic Report at 11:11 Central. You can find it on Rumble. You can find it on the Flyover app. We have such an incredible time of hearing from all of these different prophetic voices like Robin Bullock, Julie Green, Barry Wunsch, Amanda Grace, and Hank Kuhneman. Every week, it's either five or six different prophets that are speaking. And what's interesting is God is speaking through them. And all of these voices come together like puzzle pieces. It is so exciting to hear what the Lord is saying. We're hearing from medical. We're hearing from military intelligence. We're hearing from the financial world. We're hearing from mainstream media. But the most important is, what is God saying? He has not fallen off the throne. He's not nervous. He's not chewing his nails. He is in control. He has plans to prosper us and not to harm us. What a great time to be alive, and I'm so excited for you to join me every Wednesday at 11:11. Are you having a hard time sleeping at night, thinking, what am I going to do about my finances?
You know, times are really changing. They're changing fast. Let me give you a quick example of how. In 1920, if you had a $20 bill and 1 ounce of gold, you could go into any men's clothing store and buy an entire suit.
Wow.
You could buy the jacket, the shirt, the belt, shoes, the whole bit. Today, that $20 bill, what's it going to get you?
Not much.
Maybe the socks, maybe a handkerchief. But the 1 ounce of gold could still buy you the entire suit at any men's store in America. That's the difference. That's what inflation does to your dollar. It's a deflating dollar caused by inflation. Now, today, that's happening faster than ever. You need somebody that you trust that can help get you out of a fake currency and into something that's going to keep you safe.
And we know a guy that has two PhDs by the name of Dr. Kirk Elliott. We have known him for over 25 years, and he's someone we completely trust.
You need somebody that you can get a hold of, somebody that's going to be there for you to get back out of it, and then maybe back into the stock market, maybe back into something else when things settle down. But right now is not that time. You need somebody that you trust and somebody you can call and make those worries go away.
That's exactly right. So you can go to flyovergold.com, fill out your information for your free consultation, or you can call 720-605-3900. Do it today.
You'll be glad you did.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Flyover Conservatives podcast with David and Stacy Whited. Please subscribe, hit the notification bell, and leave us a comment below. Lastly, if you enjoyed today's podcast, share with those who came to mind. Be blessed and make it a great day.